From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Kentucky Bluebells. The Kentucky Bluebells are a four-piece bluegrass band from here in central Kentucky. Despite their young age, the four bells of the Kentucky Bluebells have many years of musical experience. Stay tuned for their music and stories coming up on Red Barn Radio. Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
They say we can't be married, they say I'm not worth you. Well, they don't know what they're talking about, cause I am going to. I'm going honky-tonkin', everything's turned upside down.
Please welcome Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm your host, Donald Mason, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 447th performance. We are coming to you from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Please welcome tonight's guest, the Kentucky Bluebells.
Swig of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took that drink, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body felt loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. Feeling strange, just a smidge. When I looked up, there was that old man on a bridge. I floated underneath, he poured that shine into my mouth. Shortly after that, everything was headed south. He gave me two swigs of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body felt loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. So free in a dream I had before. When I looked up, there was that old man there with more. Sitting on a limb, just as fine as the fall here. He poured that shining. Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body fell loose and my head began to spin. Didn't want no more and off I went again. He gave me three swigs of that old Kentucky shine. Before I took those drinks, let me tell you I was fine. Then my body fell loose and my head began to spin. I didn't want no more.
Welcome to the show, Kentucky Bluebells. It's great to hear some female harmonies. I think this is really the first time we've had such a powerhouse female vocal group. Start off with how you all found your way to the instrument. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the vocals. Let's start with Ellie. You were the youngest bell.
I didn't start playing the fiddle. I actually started in classical music. I played viola. I started when I was 5 years old. I've been doing that for about 12 years, still doing that.
Ellie Ruth.
I actually went to a jam once. My dad dragged me out to a jam to play, and I was really nervous about it, especially with improvisation, which is something that classical players definitely do not do. And so I actually found out that I really loved it, and so that's when I really picked up bluegrass music and started to play the fiddle, so yeah.
So you think the improv is really the dividing line between your viola and the fiddle playing?
I think so, yeah. Although now that I've started improvisation, it's crossed over, and it's really helped. The classical music has helped my fiddle playing, and the improvisation has helped me understand the classical music, so I think it's a great thing to do both, yeah.
Told free as the wind blowing down the road, loved by many, hated by none. I'd say you were lucky because I know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry in sight. Everything's gonna be all right because you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun. A jack of all trades, a master of none. Look at the world with your smiling eye and laugh at the devil as his train goes by. Give you a song and a one-night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man because you're the lucky one. Well, you're blessed, I guess, by never knowing which road you choose. And you're the next best thing to playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one and know that now. Don't ask you why and where, how. No matter where you're at, it's where you'll be. You can bet your love won't follow me. Give you a song and a one-night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man because you're the lucky one. But never knowing which road you're choosing. You're the next best thing to playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one, so I've been told. Free as the wind blowing down the road. Loved by many, hated by none. I'd say you were lucky because I know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry in sight. Everything's gonna be alright because you're the lucky one.
Thank you all.
And Chloe,
yeah.
You are trained in vocals from University of Louisville.
That's right, yeah. I spent a lot of time there, and I worked with a very special person to me. His name is Dan Weeks. He taught me everything I know about singing.
Chloe Blaine.
Just singing classically has helped me so much in bluegrass, and you wouldn't think that it does, but it definitely does. It's just changed my entire outlook on how to approach the voice, and that the voice is actually an instrument just like anything else, and you learn how to use that.
How did you get to pick up the banjo?
My mom is a really important person in the county that we live in as far as music. She's the band director at the middle school. We knew some friends that we didn't realize how big of a stars they were when we were little, but now we know the Wilson brothers, who used to play around bluegrass music. So mom got to know bluegrass music through them. That was happening when I was just a young child. So I basically grew up in bluegrass music, and my mom got this idea that she wanted to start a band at our school. And that's where actually three of our members here started, me and Andrea and Amelia. And we had this really successful bluegrass band out of our school at Gallatin County. So that's how I started playing banjo. I went to a seminar with my mom when she wanted to start that, and they put a banjo in my hand, and I fell in love with it that day.
Nice. So that's a Kentucky Sassafras?
Actually, that's not Kentucky Sassafras. That was the Gallatin County Bluegrass Band.
Okay.
And then Kentucky Sassafras, what he's talking about was a band that me and my younger sister Amelia were in. And we would do, you know, professional shows outside of what the school was able to do. As you can tell, over here on the guitar, we have an amazing guitar player. Her name is Andrea Brooke. And she not only is one of the best guitar players I know, she's really come through some big hurdles. Being a woman in bluegrass music and playing the guitar like she does is really special. So we're really, really proud of her for that. And she doesn't only play guitar well, she sings really great too. She's going to sing us one called Daniel Prayed.
Every morning, noon, and night.
He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God who set him free. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living
served.
God while on this earth below he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Every morning, noon, and night.
Jaws were locked, made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God while on this earth below he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. Trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night.
Watch and pray like Daniel did from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night.
We too can gladly dare and do the things that God will take us through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living God while on this earth below he trod.
Prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not
cared
for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night. Oh, Daniel served
Daniel
the living
sir,
God while on this earth below he trod.
Prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon, and night. He cared not for the king's decree. He trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon, and night.
Just joined us? This is the music of the Kentucky Bluebells on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Now, of course, we have a sister in the group. We've got Amelia. You started playing at 10?
Yeah, I started playing bass at 10.
Amelia John,
I'd actually started on guitar as far as bluegrass music goes, but I guess the strings were a little too close together for my taste. So a couple years after that, I decided the bass looked like more fun, and my mom had happened to bring one home for Kentucky Sassafras because they didn't have a bass player, so she was going to stand in, but I eventually just kind of started inching in on her role in the band and picking up bass as I could, learning a few songs here and there. I think coming this summer, I'll have been playing for half of my life.
Nice. So you ended up taking over for your mom.
Yeah.
How'd that feel? Was it kind of like passing the torch?
Yeah, it was fun. When it started, you know, I wasn't as fast. I couldn't play the quick songs with them, and so I'd only get to step in for a couple, and then slowly taking over more and more until I was standing on the stage the whole time. It was an interesting experience.
I call home in them Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia. From those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Go, Ellie! Thoughts wandered back to that ramshackle shack in them Blue Ridge Hills far away, where my mother and dad, they are laid there to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia. From those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Andrea!
Wandering back to that ramshackle shack in them Blue Ridge Hills far away. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon that hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia. From those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Those hills of old Virginia, from those Blue Ridge Hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. Far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Thank you.
Last but not least, we've got Andrea, who is known for the flat picking. When did you decide that that was the style that you wanted to go with?
Well, I actually started on banjo. We went to church together, Chloe, Amelia, and I. And Chloe would play banjo for specials at church, and I was like, that is so cool.
Andrea Brooke.
So she taught me how to play banjo, and then I gradually moved on to guitar. And there's not many girls that flat pick on the guitar, so I thought that was pretty cool, too. Wanted to take that up.
Obviously, you all have your instruments, but really, your vocals are, I think, what takes it up even further. Do you lead the harmonies, and do you kind of chart them a little bit?
I don't really have to lead them. If they need help with something, then I'll try to figure it out and help them just because I, you know, went through school doing that. But really, they're right on it. If I say I want to do a new song, I'll just give them the melody. We'll learn it on our instruments, and then they just jump right in with the harmonies. And usually it works spot on. I never really have to change anything. And that's the great part about this band. We know each other so well, and we work off of each other. You know, it doesn't matter what someone brings in. We know how to work together to make it something that's useful on stage and that's going to be really fun for our audience to listen to and very enjoyable for them.
How long have the Bells been together?
We've been together, I'd say, a year and a half now. Does that sound right, girls? Yeah.
Is there a great origin story? I know that you three started and you kind of came in.
That's kind of what it was. Amelia, Andrea, and myself, we played just a few shows and we called ourselves Kentucky Bluebells, but we had such a big chunk missing. We needed something so bad, but we didn't know exactly whether it was mandolin or fiddle or, you know, what else it needed to be. We wanted it to be a woman because it's really important to us. And we went and did a show at a church one day and Ellie was there. She came up and played a song with us and we just fell in love with her. She fit in perfectly and it was the best thing that's happened to the band so far.
Well, welcome to the band, Ellie. Ellie, who you are graduating this year, right?
Graduating high school, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. And we've got a couple, of course, Chloe's got the UofL vocal experience. And Andrea and Amelia, you've got a little bit different take on your education. So Amelia is in graduating with mechanical engineering, and then Andrea was in computer science. How do you keep your focus on the music with your brains kind of doing other things? Engineering and bluegrass, I don't think really go as well together. You never know. It may be giving you something else. I was trying to see if maybe you figured out something that was, you know, some sort of technique that you may have been able to pick up.
I mean, music is really mathematical. I don't think a lot of people realize that, and at least knowing from experience of going to the, you know, College of Engineering, that sometimes it's tempting to look at the liberal arts majors and be like, oh man, they got it easy. But I mean, music, it has a lot of technique, a lot of practice, a lot of dedication. Definitely engineering kind of helps with that, I would imagine.
Where do you see yourselves kind of going? You have a CD coming out.
Yeah.
Are you looking at playing into like the festivals and different
Definitely.
Things like that?
We do have a new CD coming out, and we're really, really excited about it. I've done a few CDs with other bands before, but they kind of weren't up to par like this one is. This one's really, really great. We've worked hard. The music is just wonderful. And not only the music, the art on the CD is really wonderful, too, because Amelia, she's very smart, she's very talented, and she's an artist. She's really amazing. So the painting, it's a hand-painted piece on the front of the CD that's really beautiful. You'll have to check it out. As far as the direction of the band, we really kind of pride ourselves in being a female band that plays hard-driving bluegrass music. We do a lot of very pretty stuff like we've done here tonight with the clawhammer and, you know, some a cappella stuff. But what we really want people to know is that women can play, you know, just as
hard driving and as fun as any other band out there. There's not very many female bands that do that. So that's really what we pride ourselves on. We want people to realize that we can do that and we can be entertaining. And we would love to get more shows at big festivals. Right now we do a lot of like private shows. We do churches, we do some festivals, a lot of restaurants and stuff hire us and stuff.
Yeah, I think with the album release will probably help that a lot. And it would be great, you know, 20 years from now to like see a lot of, you know, hard-driving female bands kind of come after you.
It'd be great.
You know, because you are right. You know, there's this misconception that maybe one person can be in a male band, but to have a female band that is solid and y'all are so close, and I think the stars are going to align for you and burn really bright.
Slowly creeping in, the fire now is burning low. The snow has covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick, and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Sweetheart, I hope you understand. You're the only love I know. Please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Kentucky Bluebells, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with the Kentucky Bluebells.
If y'all noticed in the audience, I'm not wearing those picks anymore. Sometimes I switch back and forth. I play the three-finger banjo style and the clawhammer style. Sometimes it's more fun. The clawhammer's a little more melodious, and we can sing some different type of stuff with that. So that's why we do that sometimes. This next one is another clawhammer song, and this is one of our favorites. This is called Little Bird of Heaven. Back door, kicking old can 50 miles or more, written right there on the side of the can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Well, I looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles on that railroad track, all I can tell from where I stand, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Tell me it's a fragile thing, it's hard to fly with a broken wing. Lost my ticket to the promised land, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up or pass it round, paying mind of what you're carrying around. Oh, keep it close only while you can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. And fallen leaves, starlings lie on the broken trees. Fine, we all need a place to land, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up or pass it round, paying mind of what you're carrying around. Oh, keep it close only while you can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Ooh. right, this next song we're going to do is a really great gospel song. This one gives us chills sometimes, and it might you too. This one's called He Touched Me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, meet the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me. Joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and He made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me Him, I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and He made something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and He made me whole. Chloe,
you brought up a really good point. People that may not necessarily be as familiar with the banjo, could you tell a little bit about the difference between claw picking and your finger style?
Yeah, definitely. Some people don't realize that the banjo can be played like two totally separate different instruments. You know, it takes time to learn each one just like you were learning a different instrument. First, I started on the three-finger style, and I learned a lot that way, and then I got the opportunity to go to Cowan Creek Mountain Music School down in Whitesburg, Kentucky. And actually, Ellie has been there as well, and Andrea, and Amelia. We've all been there, haven't we? Have we all been there? But it's a really, really neat. It's like a little summer school kind of thing. You go there for a week, and you study with just the most amazing musicians ever. Like Art Stamper, actually, for example, was there when I started going there. You know, I wanted to play what the other banjo players were playing. So I took off my picks, and usually you change the tuning on your banjo and you just hop right in there. It was just the best thing. I thought I was a bluegrass girl, but I'm kind of an old-time girl too. I like them both equally. So the difference between them is, if you don't know, with the three-finger picking style, you have a pick on your thumb, your index finger, and your middle finger. And you're doing kind of like a 3/4 pattern constantly. You keep that roll constantly going, and that really helps drive the music forward. And that's why a lot of bluegrass music is really hard driving, forward pushing kind of music, is because of that roll that's going on the banjo. And then for the old time picking, you actually don't pick. I don't know why I said picking. You take off your picks and you use your fingernail, and it does look like a claw, just like they call it claw hammer. And you just get a pattern with your downstroke and your thumb.
So which one do you think was harder to pick up?
I've spent many, many hours trying to work on things about my three-finger picking. That's always challenging. I have so much more to learn. And then the claw hammer, it's also challenging in a different way. It took me a little more to catch on to the claw hammer because I had already started the three-finger, and I was so used to that, you know, muscle memory in my hand and that motion, that I guess it was a little harder for me to start the claw hammer. But don't let that discourage anybody from starting claw hammer. It's definitely a great thing to do, and it's doable.
It's been a long time in the sun today. It's been a long time in the fields. We're breaking our backs. We'll be humming along to a tune of a many year. To a tune of a many year. My working days ain't over. Till then I'll do my best. When the sun goes down and the crickets start singing, it ain't time for rest. No, it ain't time for rest. and we'll be free tonight. Yeah, we'll be free tonight. We'll break out the fiddle and rosin up, oh, my dancing feet will wait. The man on the strumming and the mood so right. The rhythm is our fate. The rhythm is our fate. Come on down, come on down. Let the music ride upon those golden fingers now. Come on down, come on down. Let's sing it to the moon till the world starts coming around. Rolling up, tunes are falling slow. Well, tomorrow night is in our minds as we drag our feet back home. Well, I wish we weren't going home. Come on down, come on down. Let the music ride upon those golden fingers now. Come on down, come on down. Let's sing it to the moon till the world starts coming around.
Just joined us, we're with the Kentucky Bluebells on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
A lot of people think that music, you just put a bunch of good people together mm-hmm. and it just works, it's magic. It's not
it's
like
not
that.
It's not magic, right. It takes work, but one thing that a really great musician told me once is that there can be tons and tons of people who can play their instrument really well, but a good singer is a dime a dozen, I didn't say that right. The good singer is not the dime a dozen, right? I messed that up. But you know what I mean. So they're hard to find. And people that aren't only great on their instruments, but all can sing just so wonderfully. And the different tones of our voice blend so well. And that's hard to find. And, you know, I was just blessed to have that in this area, in this region.
She knew me, said she'd known me a long time. And she spoke of being in love with every mountain she had climbed. And she talked of trails she walked up far above the timber line. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs, Carolina in the pines. Full moon in the last week brings fullness to the earth. There's no guesswork in the clockwork of the world's heart of mine. There are nights I only feel like Carolina in the and we'll talk of trails we walked up far above the timber line. There are nights I only feel like Carolina in the pines.
Yeah. people that are familiar with bluegrass, they hear the frantic bow going on the fiddle.
There's a lot of frantic playing in classical music too, definitely. There is fast playing in classical music. You know, your bow technique is very, very important. And I think that's something that a lot of people who start on the fiddle, they don't really keep up with. They kind of find what they're comfortable with and then try and work on that, which I guess works for some people, but I think it's important to know how your arm moves. And you, when you do classical music, you learn all about that and how your fingers and the balancing and how your wrist moves, and it's just like a whole kind of science that goes behind it. So
is it driven by the wrist or the elbow?
A lot of fiddle players drive it with their whole arm, and that keeps them from playing fast and keeps them from having a clean sound. You want to drive it with from your elbow up, and sometimes a lot with your wrist is really what you want. And on those amazing vocals over here in banjo, we've got Chloe Blaine. Can you give her a hand? Yeah. She's absolutely amazing. We're so, so happy that she's with us and helping us with our vocals and leading us. And this next song is actually a Beatles tune that we made into a bluegrass song. And I don't think I have to tell you the name of it. I think you'll know it when you hear it. So here we go.
Face, I can forget the time or place when we just met. He's just the guy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Night and night and night. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of him tonight. Night and night and night. Falling, his time falling, and he keeps calling me back again. Guys were never quite like this. Night at night at night. Falling, yes, I'm falling. And he's calling me back again. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. He's just the guy for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Night at night at night.
With the bass, is there any particular, you know, technique that you picked up that's kind of unique to you?
I don't know about unique to me. I mean, I've tried to learn songs as I go. So, I mean, that Beatles song was kind of my idea. They're my favorite band. So I guess I might subconsciously try to mock, you know, Paul McCartney's style a little bit. I don't know, moving between the main notes and the key. Like, I guess most bluegrass songs, and maybe even more universal than that, in any one song, you usually have a 1, 4, and 5 notes out of the key. And so kind of playing between those makes it a little more interesting. So I try to do that. But style really depends on the type of song. That was the last one we played. I've just seen a face. We really made that a, you know, hard drive and bluegrass song. And so you really kind of just stick to the that kind of part, maybe run between a little bit. But then when we play a song like Lucky One, and I get to do the rhythm part, and it just kind of depends on the mood of the song, I think, and what I'm used to hearing with different styles of music, I guess.
So it was a unique take on the Beatles song. How does something like that, you know, come about?
Like I said earlier, when we're in our practices, we try to bring some new songs each time. So, you know, I'll tell them each, try to bring 2 or 3 new songs, and we'll try to run through them. Amelia just sang us the tune to I've Just Seen a Face. I'm a total bluegrass girl, so I had no idea what she was talking about, but everybody else did. So it caught on really fast, and sometimes we get excited and we just go too fast, and that's what happened in our practice. We just got so excited because it sounded so good, and it got faster and faster, and we're like, yeah, that's it. And That's really where it came from.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, sir. Hey, hey, do you need another mule skinner out on that new mud runway? Hey, hey, yodelay. I'm a lady mule skinner from down Kentucky.
Time, everybody. I'd like to thank our guests, the Kentucky Bluebells, Ellie, Chloe, Amelia, and Andrea, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening on our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of the studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Thank you, and for one more, because I know y'all can't get enough. The encore section of the Kentucky Bluebells.
All the day. children roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy and bright. By and by, hard times comes a knocking at the door, and the old Kentucky home good night.
Radio would like to thank Ellie, Chloe, Amelia, and Andrea, the Kentucky Bluebells, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.